That is Micah Shrewsbury, blunt and to the point after the game.
Ooh.
With the, well, but you know what? He's not wrong. He's not wrong. So let's start with something, a couple simple areas. Okay. He talked about people going in the post. All right. So let me get to the numbers very quickly. Penn State's right around 80 nationally in defense, which on the surface out of 363 seems good, except when you break it down in the conference, they're 12th out of 14 in defense. Okay? And the other element, too, is you'll see on the two-point number total for the season, Penn State defensively giving up 47.4% two-point shots. That's really good, right? Until you break it down into the conference number, and it's 51.1%. So that has to change, and it has to change in two areas. Number one, let's go with the simple one, obviously post-defense and what you're doing. Not always playing behind, but sometimes fronting. But there's also another element that goes into it, which he subtly referred to there in it, but I want to expand upon it. You have to do a good job, especially on the wings. Every once in a while, you know, teams will run pick and roll or a slip screen. You get the big guy to the bucket. But when they're setting up in the post and they're posting up, the wings have to do a good job of affecting the pass coming into the post area to then make the post player work or get off balance to get it, because you've now created an awkward pass. The passes into the post have been done with, for the most part, relative ease. And you've got to be tougher out on the perimeter to then help out the post player. Now, is Miles Dredd better at it in the post? Yeah, but he's not big enough when they go that route. So you've got to be tougher down there, but you also have to have guys on the perimeter that help you out and make it more difficult for that post player to get the ball. And then when it comes time to box out, offensive rebounds were not an issue last night. Rutgers averages 13.5 offensive rebounds a game. They had 7 last night. But when that happens, you have to have the get-out-of-the-way mentality. It's my ball. You're going to hit the halfway point of the Big Ten schedule Sunday. When Sunday is over with, you will have 10 conference games in the books with 10 to play. It's the final game in January. I know school's off today here, but you know they'll meet for film. You got to get them off their feet. You can't just go out there and just like, hey, here we go. No, you can't do that. Remember, the schedule did not help Penn State in this regard, because they're the team that played Saturday, did a lot of walkthrough and some shooting on Sunday, did a practice on Monday, got on the bus, traveled, play the game Tuesday. Rutgers, you know, just like Penn State had its weekend off earlier in January, Rutgers had its weekend off this time. They played Thursday night at Michigan State, then they were home for this game. So the schedule worked to Rutgers' benefit. In terms of legs and rest and so forth. All right. That did happen. But when you look at how the game was played, Rutgers, I'll give Rutgers a lot of credit. They do cover, they have length. They're tall. They have a lot of length, and they cover a lot of ground quickly. And not only have length, they've got some pretty good lateral team speed, which I think makes a big difference as to how they defend. But he's right. You got to be tougher. You know, and then they've clawed back in the game. They got within 3. Jalen missed a 3. Funk then on the rebound missed a 3. The rebound came back to him. He snapped off another 3, and all 3 shots could have tied the game. Now, does that change the ending? We don't know. It may have meant nothing. It may have meant they lost by 17 instead of 20. I don't know. But you had that opportunity there, and you let it slip, and then Rutgers went on a 7-point run and got it to 10 again. And I think it's not just physical toughness he's looking for. I think he's looking for mental toughness as well. But that was his speech to us. And by the way, when he went to the press conference, he reiterated the same points he said to Dick and me, which obviously were the same points he made to his team before he talked to Dick and me last night. I have no problem with a coach sitting there and looking and being honest with everybody. I have no problem with that. I mean, everybody always complains when they hear coach speak. That wasn't coach speak. That was, this is how I feel and why I feel it. And I will bring it up with them tomorrow night on the show. My opening question to him, which was the opening part here, just so everybody knows, my opening question, and I should have made it a different question, but we had just gone through the stats, and Penn State was 3 of 13 in threes in the first half. Lousy. So Dick and I looked at each other and said, well, they got to shoot threes better in the second half. They were 1 of 13. So they're 4 of 26 in the game. And I had said before the game, if Penn State has more threes than turnovers, they'll win. Well, if they had 8 threes in the game, and because at the end of the game, he's got his starters out there. I'll be honest with you. I don't know what he was trying to do at the end. Like, okay, Penn State's got its reserves in. They're deep in the bench. And he had one guy at the scoring table. You know the guy he had at the scoring table? To bring in the game late with his starters out there? Cam Spencer, another starter. We're like, what the heck is he doing? I was baffled by that. I mean, but yeah, you have to be the one that defends it. I was just baffled by it. Because it's not the only meeting between the two this season. But, you know, he knows you got to go on the road, and you can't get pushed around.